You know what they've been saying about this presidential election? It's all about the economy. And if that is the top issue on voters' minds right now, it seems it's not looking too good for the current occupant of the Oval Office. And joining us live to talk more about it is Paul Bedard, the Washington Secrets columnist for the Washington Examiner. Of course, Paul, it's no secret people aren't happy with the economy right now. So how is it affecting the race at the moment?
Well, I mean, it's a real bummer on Barack Obama. I mean, most of the pollsters and the pundits seem to think, Nathan, that once you get to about Labor Day, the voters' opinion of the president and his handling of the economy, foreign policy, and other big issues is generally locked in. And it's trending bad for the president. We know about the jobs figures last week, but three different polling figures came out over the last week, which showed, for example, Rasmussen found that for the first time since President Bush left office, Republicans now own the economy. The voters think, 50% of the voters think, that Republicans would do a better job than the president. That's a total flip-flop from when the president was elected, when 51% of the voters thought, hey, the Democrats would be much better than the Republicans on this.
Now, Paul, time and again, when the president is confronted with bad economic news, he likes to remind people that he inherited what he calls the worst recession since the Great Depression. Does the latest polling show whether that's resonating with voters?
Apparently not, and they did it again on the White House blog after the jobs report, but most voters think that the president is doing a poor job with the economy. 42% say poor. That's a huge number. And most people, 47%, think the economy is going in the wrong direction. So say what he wants, it just isn't sticking anymore.
Now, is this polling showing other issues where the president and Mitt Romney pair up with each other and where voters' sentiments are seen as whether one's doing better than the other?
Yeah, I mean, remarkably, you know, what Rasmussen does is he takes 10 of the biggest issues, national security, economy, that kind of stuff, and sizes the voters up on who's to win, and 6 out of 10 go the Republicans' way. National security, the war in Afghanistan, immigration, where the Republicans have been kind of wishy-washy, they win. Taxes, of course, and even health care. The voters trust Republicans by 1% over the president. So things aren't headed in his direction. You know, that's why I think he's trying to put the focus on what is Mitt Romney, what would he do? But, you know, in a re-election, it all comes down to, do we like the guy we got?
Yeah, and I got to think that the economy is still the overriding issue for voters. Are there any of these other issues that Rasmussen polls on that could sway the election one way or the other? Or is it just the economy?
Well, I think you have to also look a little bit at foreign policy and the war in Afghanistan. And then, of course, what's the big, you know, boom we're going to feel in June? And that's health care and what the Supreme Court's going to do. So that will kind of jar people again.
That'll be another reminder of a heated topic a couple of summers ago. Thanks, as always, Paul. Good talking to you.
My pleasure.
Paul Bedard writes the Washington Secrets column in The Examiner.